You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Hungary's government-sponsored anti-migration referendum has been declared invalid because of low turnout, though citizens participating in it overwhelmingly rejected mandatory European Union plans to relocate asylum seekers among member states. Less than the required one-half of eligible voters bothered to cast ballots after several opposition groups urged Hungarians to boycott Sunday's referendum. Stefan Boss reports from Budapest.
Official results show that roughly 98% of the more than 3 million Hungarian voters casting valid ballots in Sunday's referendum backed the government. The referendum asked, "Do you want the European Union to be able to prescribe the mandatory settlement of non-Hungarian citizens in Hungary, even without the consent of Parliament?" Most voted no, against European Union plans to resettle at least 160,000 migrants fleeing war and poverty among member states, even though Hungary would have to accommodate just about 1,300 people. However, 4% of the votes were spoiled, twice as many as in any other referenda held in recent years, driving down the number of valid ballots to about 40%. That is far below the 50% plus one vote threshold needed for the referendum to be valid. It came as a political setback for anti-migration Prime Minister Viktor Orban, whose government had spent at least some 16 million euros on a campaign urging Hungarians to turn out and vote no against Brussels migration plans. Yet Orban tried to sound optimistic when addressing supporters in Budapest.
A résztvevőket tekintve 10-ből 9 ember ma Magyarország mellett, Magyarország önálló döntési joga mellett szavazott.
He says 9 out of 10 voters who participated voted for Hungary. They voted for Hungary's rights. And Orban adds, "Hungary is so far the first and only EU nation expressing its opinion about the immigration question."
A magyarok közvetlenül véleményt nyilváníthattak a bevándorlás kérdéséről.
He added that the referendum results gave him enough ammunition to battle in Brussels over immigration and said he would ask Parliament to amend the constitution to accommodate the voters' anti-migration views. However, several opposition politicians said the fact that the referendum was invalid showed that many people had lost trust in Orban's policies and urged him to resign. It also came as a victory for groups such as the conservative Movement for a Modern Hungary party. Its leader Lajos Bokros was among those who had called for a boycott.
This referendum is destroying the remaining dignity and international standing of Hungary, because it is based on a government-orchestrated xenophobia. The very question the government formulated is absolutely horrendous, because the European Union does not have any plan to settle forcefully or otherwise illegal migrants. On the other hand, Hungary has every obligation to accept refugees, because Hungary is a signatory of all those UN contracts which obliges this country to do so.
Critics saw the referendum also as a test for the 2018 elections and suggested that many voters had abandoned Prime Minister Orban's Fidesz party. Yet, with the opposition divided over policies and prime ministerial candidates, Orban remains a strong leader despite suffering his first major defeat in years. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.